Standing at the entrance to the forest, there was only this one magnanimous moment to decide which direction to go. And figuring that to have come all this way through the light and dark and out the other side, all from blind faith, that it only seemed right to take the direction that was more challenging, the one that seemed to be calling. It was truly time for a change, and even the omens predicted the woods as the wisest road. So with a head held high, further into the woods, the trek continued, still wondering how or what nourishment would be brought to his belly. The journey had gone for miles upon miles now, and looking back, the entrance to the woods could no longer be defined as being any different than the rest. The sun was beginning to set, and it would be nightfall soon. And as unfamiliar as these woods were, the best thing to do now is to seek shelter on high ground. In a tree would be the only place in these parts to find such solace for sleeping out the night and rise fresh for the next day's dawn. So the scouting out of a tree began, one that could provide a fallout resistance resting spot for the night. And just before dusk began to set in, eyes were laid upon such a tree, and it was mighty. It looked over 100 years old, and its limbs were wide. It was an easy climb. Each limb was just close enough to reach until now the ground was 20 feet away. Curious before his slumber on what was to be a limb made for his size, Frankie climbed to the top of the tree. It was a tall tree, and hoping it was at least tall enough to see the horizon for a bearing on this quest to climb continued. Until the limbs became less and less broad, and the distance from one to the next was that much further. The tops of trees were still blocking any view, but looking down, the ground had now distanced itself a good 60 feet from this point, and to get to the next limb would require a little more effort. It meant having to jump in order to reach it. But the treetop and horizontal image of the landscape were just there. Once on that limb, the entire forest could surely be seen. Frankie had never been the athletic sort, but for some sort of reason felt like this feat was attainable. So positioning his feet ever so carefully, he leaped, just barely grasping the branch, which at this point on the tree was only a couple of inches wide, and with a violent thrust, swung up, hook around the branch, and in one motion flipped to the top of it, still clenching with both arms and legs. Strangely, while making a recovery from the flight, his weight was less than ever remembered, and once on top of the branch, relief set in, discovering not only could everything be seen, but a special tree also lay waiting. Just at his head, at the very top of the tree, was a nest full of eggs, eagle eggs from the size of them. Reaching up to snatch two and leaving still four more to rest in the pockets they went, whose holes were not so big as to drop an egg the size of a fist through.